It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you. Live from SUNY Cortland, it's the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship featuring 7-seed Unadilla Valley, 4-seed Tioga. It's time now for the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches and players and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Seems like we were just here. Oh, we were, as the BG girls capture the Section 4 Class C Championship with a big-time victory over Watkins Glen. That was an exciting game here earlier today. Final score, as I skim through the notes here, don't want to get that one wrong, was 59-48. So a great win for BG, the top seed. They move on and they will take on Syracuse Academy of Science, the Section 3 champion, next weekend at OCC in Syracuse. We'll get you an exact time as soon as we can confirm. But a 4 and a 7 seed here is for the Section 4 Class C Championship. It's been a tournament bracket full of upsets here for the boys.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the NCAA tournament when you get to it. You just don't, you know, Tioga wins an overtime game against Walton, who you broadcast probably 5 or 6 games this year. We saw them a week ago or 2 weeks ago down at the University of Binghamton. Tight game, and then I've seen Unadilla Valley play a couple times. Great team. Didn't have quite the season they had last year where they made it to the MAC championship, but man, have they had a great run. Somebody said to me, oh, well, they've had, teams that had problems that they played. That doesn't matter at this time of the year.
Right.
You take a win any way you can get it, and they are playing in the sectional championship, and that's always your goal.
One of the reasons I think they're a 7th seed is they played an extremely, extremely hard schedule. And I'm talking about they went and played in some big-time tournaments against B and A schools up in the Utica area, non-conference. They scheduled Cooperstown. They scheduled South Courtright. I mean, there was not a cupcake on their schedule. And then we'll talk to UV head coach Matt Osborne at halftime, but one of the things that he said was, we felt like we dropped the MAC semifinal. They lost in the last 10 seconds to Delhi, a last-second shot. Delhi makes it, they go on. He said that has really motivated this team because they said, we felt like we should have been in the MAC championship. We felt like, you know, we didn't want that to be the defining point in our season, and they've really come alive the last 2 weeks and done some real big damage here in this bracket as the 7th seed.
It's so interesting when you coach throughout the years, whatever it might be in a different season, there can be defining moments and you just don't see them coming. You just don't see them coming. It can be an injury where somebody else plays and all of a sudden your team is a different team. And in this case, it was a tough loss at home on their home floor to a tough Delhi team. But wow, they blossomed after that.
Yeah.
They had to go down and watch that game.
Right.
A bunch of them were down there.
They didn't like that.
I don't think they liked that. And I don't think Matt Osborne liked not coaching in that game, just having to be down there and attack. So I think that that could be an A. Obviously, he's right, because here they are.
Here they are.
And they're getting ready to play a team, obviously, over here. We don't know a ton about them. We don't see them. But we do know that they have a lot of football players that are good football players that have won a couple of sectional championships. So they know how to play whatever sport it is in those tight moments.
And we've seen Tioga not only, as you just said, in football, now we're seeing them in basketball, and they're always in the conversation of basketball, and they've had great baseball and wrestling teams over the last couple of years too. I mean, when you talk about some of the guys that we've said the big names, the Jesse Manuels over the last few years, and of course Nick Klossner, who's on this team, who we hear, and I can't wait to see him today, just an explosive guard. They just do a great job with all their boys' programs at Tioga. They are always in the conversation.
They remind me a lot of South Courtright, who just seems to be in the sectional championship in any sport that they play.
Right.
And a couple years ago, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago now, they won state championship in basketball, soccer, and baseball.
Yeah.
That's just unheard of.
So it's phenomenal to see these small schools have these traditions. And it's certainly a lot of fun. Again, our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They're a huge sponsor for all our sports coverage, and we really appreciate all the support we get from Chambers and O'Hara. So stop over and see them. Whether you need a new-to-you vehicle, you need a rental, they have it at Chambers and O'Hara. Again, we're live here from the Corey Gymnasium at SUNY Cortland. The BG girls winning earlier today in the 1 o'clock game against Watkins Glen, so they've punched their tickets to the state tournament. Can the UV boys pull off the upset here? UV is the 7th seed. Tioga's the 4th seed. They have both worked their way through this bracket and, you know, really shot it up pretty good. And UV is a ton of fun to watch. And the scary thing is for the MAC, a lot of these guys will be back next year. A lot of these guys, including their leader, Andrew Jackson, are just juniors. So UV, the future is bright for head coach Matt Osborne. We're going to take a break. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups for Tioga and Unadilla Valley. The boys' Section 4 Class C Championship coming up on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Let's get to your starting lineups first for Tioga. They will start with senior number 2, Connor Hutchinson, senior number 5, Nick Klossner, junior number 11, Pierce Hendershot, senior number 24, Scott Staberski, and junior number 34, Lucas Klossner for head coach Brian Card. On the other side for UV and head coach Matt Osborne, they'll start with junior number 1, Andrew Jackson, senior number 2, Dante Dye, junior number 13, Levi Reifenberg, junior number 22, Wyatt Gray, and the freshman number 24, Cameron Osborne. We're underway. Tioga will win the opening tip and go left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim. A running jumper here for Tioga is no good. Wyatt Gray with a rebound as they go right to left. They're in the dark black uniforms with the white and the purple trim, says Storm across the front of the uniform there. And we're underway in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship Contest between UV and Tioga. Osborne with the ball. Goes Dante Dye. Right side three. Got it. Dante Dye fires up a three and starts things off right for UV. They lead 3-0. And we'll have, let's see, an early foul here with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Not sure who this is going to be on. Somebody in transition, it looks like. I'm not sure exactly what the call is here unless they decided to fix something on the clock. Officials are going to get together at midcourt here to talk things over. I didn't see anything.
I think they're trying to figure out the shot clock.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so it looks like a shot clock. 32, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a shot clock issue. I thought maybe somebody got tied up in transition. But it remains a 3-0 game for UV. No foul called on that play. So Tioga settles in on defense with Connor Hutchinson. He was their quarterback on their Section 4 championship team for football this year and the last couple of years. A shot here is off the mark. UV quickly in transition back the other way. Here's Jackson in the paint. Jackson with the runner. Gets it to tip up and in. Andrew Jackson, kind of a junk play. The ball tipped around, ended up going in the basket.
This is exactly the start the UV Storm needed. They needed to come out and get a couple of quick ones and be excited to be in this game.
5-0. UV on top of Tioga. Here's Klossner in the paint. The hanging jumper is good for Nick Klossner, and we know that's what he brings to the table. It's 5-2.
That was amazing. He jumped him just before he hit the floor going down because there's a hand in his face. He's able to put it up. And
Jackson with a step back three on the left side, and Andrew Jackson has 5 points, and that's what he brings to the table. Great shooter, good slasher, can get to the hoop. UV leads 8-2. What a start for the Storm.
Great start. And just looking at the floor right now, UV's just longer. Not necessarily taller, just way longer. So that's going to be interesting to see this go as the game goes on.
Klausner tries to take it to the rim. It's no good, and a rebound for UV. Here's Dante Dye ahead for Wyatt Gray, who has stepped up huge for the Storm in the sectional tournament. It's kind of quiet during the regular season, but had 20 points in an upset of number 2 Union Springs a week ago.
He's an awful nice player.
Silky smooth jumper, tries his first one here. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound Tioga. 5:40 to go, opening quarter. It's 8-2. UV is on top of Tioga here in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. Klausner to the rim again. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Tioga for Saberski. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers with 5.5 to go in the first. So Tioga will inbound on the far side with Pierce Hendershot. If you're a Tioga football fan, you recognize all these names, as they have just been really the pride of Section 4 and Class D the last couple of seasons. Left side of the floor now for the Tigers. Back to the top of the key for Connor Hutchinson. He takes it down low. Tries to take it right to the rim. Blocked by Levi Reichenberg. Out of bounds. Back to UV. And boy, this place is just filled with purple, black, and gold here. The UV fans have really traveled well.
Man, that was a nice block by Reichenberg.
He's really come into his own this year. A player that was good last year, but really good this year. And just has put a ton of time in the offseason. Down low for Jackson. Up and under. It's good. Andrew Jackson with a quick 7 points, and UV is out to a great start. They lead 10-2 with 4:55 to go in the first quarter.
That's a matchup Tiger's going to have to change. They're going to pass off the point to Jackson and get him right down to the block, and he's going to score almost every time with that matchup.
Here's Klausner to the rim. The little Dr. J finger roll is up and good, and he is deadly when he gets in the paint. He finishes it off, and it's 10-4.
He can really jump.
4.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Reifenberg in the left corner. Passes down low to Andrew Jackson, back out Reifenberg. To the top of the key now for Wyatt Gray. Gray gets into the paint, stops, little turnaround. No, kicks it back out Jackson. Step back three for Jackson. Too strong off the back of the rim. And a rebound here for Connor Hutchinson. Quickly in transition to Klausner. Klausner stops, looking for options. 4:10 to go first quarter. Unadilla Valley leading Tioga 10-4. Klausner on the baseline. Dribble drive down low. Kicks into the corner. A three-pointer for the Tigers is too short. Shot was off the mark there for Pierce Hendershot. Quickly back up the floor for Unadilla Valley at the top of the key here for Jackson. Jackson on the baseline. Looking for options. Goes back across. Dye. NBA three for Dante Dye. Not enough spice on that one left. It's short. Rebound Tioga. 3:45 to go in the first. It's 10-4. Spin move here for Klausner, hanging in the lane, too strong, rebound Jackson. The length of UV is really, I think, causing some problems for the Tigers early.
As soon as they stepped out on the floor, I saw that. It's not just necessarily height, it's just length, how long they are, especially with Reifenberg out there, and then also Osborne, he's long too.
Dye has his shot blocked, Tioga quickly back the other way. Osborne picks off a pass in the lane, it's scooped up here by Reifenberg, and UV again, that length comes into play. As they steal another pass with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-4. Now a steal by Tioga. Dye forecasted that pass. Tioga picks it off. Hendershot tries to go up for the layup and can't get it to go. Tioga will pull it back out. And here is Hutchinson for a three, too strong. Rebound for Tioga. They keep it alive. Back out to the far side. Another three-point opportunity. No good. And Tioga is ice cold as Saberski couldn't get it to go. Jackson quickly in transition. A pass across the Red Dragons logo here at midcourt at SUNY Cortland. Nate Lowe, alongside my broadcast partner today, Israel Lormer, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-4. Unadilla Valley, the 7th seed, against Tioga, the 4th seed, for the championship game. Here is Jackson. Kicks out for Dante Dye in the corner for three. Gets it to go. Dante Dye with back-to-back three-pointers. He's got 6 points, and UV leads 13-4. With 2:20 to go in the first.
Jackson's by far their best player, and he dives down. Great drive to the box, and then he kicks it right out. Easy. You know, Dante has his feet set, and he buries it.
Here's Tioga in the lane. A pull-up jumper here for Hendershot is no good, but he's fouled. That was Dye trying to absorb the contact there, but will pick up his first foul. It's the first foul on either team here in a pretty cleanly played first quarter.
Cleanly played, but very quick up and down. Transition's been very quick.
First shot is off the mark here for Pierce Hendershot at the line. Second one coming. So Tioga trying to settle in. They find themselves down 13-4 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Second shot finds its way in here for Hendershot. And it's 13-5 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unadilla Valley on top here in the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. They'll pass one off to Reifenberg. Pull-up jumper is good. Everybody hitting so far early in this game for UV, and they lead 15-5 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter.
And nice play by Jackson, drawing the defenders, which he's going to do. Obviously, that's all they talked about this week was how good Jackson is, and then kick and then hit. That's going to be the key. Kick it out. Can they hit those shots?
Here's Klostner. Interior pass stolen away by Dante Dye. Home run pass ahead for Reifenberg. Reifenberg lost control of it. Jackson scooped it up, lays it up and in. Andrew Jackson with 9 points. Timeout Tioga with 1.5 to go in the first quarter. UV has erupted here at SUNY Cortland. It's UV 17, Tioga 5. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. 17-5 to score. Andrew Jackson on a little scoop around out of the timeout. Can't get the shot to go. Quickly back up the floor here for Tioga. UV leads 17-5 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor here for Klostner. Klostner in the paint has to kick it out. Tioga really struggling to find some rhythm here on offense. To the top of the key. Hendershot for three. Left it short. Rebound Dante Dye. Tioga looks frustrated here in this opening quarter of the Section 4 Class C Championship game. Here's Jackson. Dribble drive. No. Kicks it back out for Dante Dye. He looks over to head coach Matt Osborne. And to the right side, Fort Wyatt Gray. Gray for Reifenberg in the corner with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Step back three-pointer here for Jackson. Too strong, rebound for Tioga with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Quickly back up the floor for Klostner, stops at the foul line. Back out for Connor Hutchinson, pump fake, takes it to the rim, lays it up and in. Easy bucket there for Hutchinson, and it's 17-7 with 5 seconds to go first quarter. Dye across the midcourt timeline. Quickly, we'll kick one to Jackson for a three, left it short, rebound Tioga, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books, Unadilla Valley 17, Tioga 7. We'll be right back on CDO.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. To start the second quarter, Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO. UV is off to a smoking hot start here. They lead 17-7. Pass it down low. Jackson backdoor cut to Reifenberg to alley-oop. He lays it up and in. Great play from Jackson to Reifenberg.
Oh, wow, that was nice. They're going to try to get Jackson on that block down there. He's got Hendershot, who's a great defender, but he's given up like probably 4 or 5 inches to him.
Left side of the floor for Hutchinson. Gets on the baseline, steps out of bounds. No, it'll be a block on Osborne with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. What a start for UV and head coach Matt Osborne. And you know, when we talked to him earlier this week, and we'll hear from him during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, he said, if we play well, I think we can play with these guys. And so far, they've proven that.
He couldn't have asked for a better start.
No, this is the
coach's
dream.
He could say, oh, wow, we'll just be up by 10.
Ball knocked out of bounds as Tioga gets it in. Reifenberg, last touched on it.
And his kids are playing loose. That's so important that you don't just come in there and say, go, let's just go have fun. What a great opportunity. Just go have fun.
7:20 to go, second quarter. UV 19, Tioga 7. And a steal by Jackson on the inbounds pass. And across the midcourt timeline for Jackson. Spin move, gets through a sandwiched defender and scores. Jackson with 11, doing the work of a man down low. And UV leads by 14, 21-7. What a start.
He can flat score anywhere on the floor. He comes over half court, you better start guarding him.
Here's Klostner on the right side. To the top of the key, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper is good. Therefore, Lucas Klostner, his first basket of the afternoon, and it's 21-9 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Dye across the midcourt timeline. Dye will find Wyatt Gray. Gray to the high post for Jackson. Jackson into the lane, back out for Gray. Gray holding on to it. In the lane, the floater is too strong. Rebound for Tioga, they're looking to run. Here's Hutchinson across midcourt. Hutchinson trying to go coast to coast, he's stripped. And it's going to be a traveling violation on Hutchinson with 6:25 to go in the second. It's 21-9, UV on top of Tioga. Dante Dye will work it up the floor here for the Storm. Dye with 6 points on 2 3-pointers in the opening quarter, so he's come to play. Takes it down low, tries to dish one back out to Reifenberg. Now left side for Andrew Jackson as they go right to left to the high post. The pass down low is deflected, but right into the hands of Osborne, and he'll travel. With 6:10 to go in the second, the freshman got happy feet down low, gives it back to Tioga.
Yeah, Hutchinson was closing down on him, and he ended up traveling.
6:10 to go, second quarter. I can't believe the fan support here for UV. It's a sea of purple here in front of us in the press box at SUNY Cortland. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, UV 21, Tioga 9. Hutchinson again takes it to the rim, high off the glass, and it's good for Connor Hutchinson.
What a nice take. Good defense, too, by UV. Rotated right to him, but just nice high kiss off the glass.
Here's Jackson down low, dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. And this is the first adversity we've seen for UV today. How will they handle it?
Exactly. They've handled everything good so far coming over here and playing a tough game like this. So let's see. That'd be very interesting to see what happens.
5:35 to go, second quarter. UV 21 and Tioga 11. Tioga again. Hutchinson to the bucket, scores. Connor Hutchinson now with 6 points. And it's 21-13. Tioga starting to get their mojo going a little bit here.
They needed somebody else to step up other than Nick Klostner.
Here is Jackson trying to put UV back on his back. Takes it to the rim, but it's a charge. He made the bucket, but absorbing the contact down low, I believe, was Klostner. And a charge is called against Jackson.
Thought that was an easy call. He was set. Ran him over. I don't think there's any doubt in the official that was a charge.
21-13 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. We've seen some crazy comebacks in sectional play. Does Tioga have one in them here today? They trailed by as many as 14. Left side for Klostner. Klostner down low. Left low block. Turnaround for Hutchinson. Too strong. Rebound Dante Dye. Into the land of the trees, and the shortest guy on the court comes out with the basketball.
He's sure athletic, and he can sure jump.
Dye gets a hip check right at the top of the key and is fouled there by Lucas Klostner. 4:50 to go in the second. UV leads Tioga 21-13.
Tioga's first foul.
So 3 team fouls against UV so far and 1 against Tioga. A little miscommunication there as they try to hand it in to Dante Dye. I don't think he was expecting that. Went off his shoulder right back out of bounds. UV's going to call a timeout. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, UV 21, Tioga 13. We'll be right back.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. 21-13 the score. Unadilla Valley boys on top of Tioga. Nate Lull with you today along with Israel Lormer on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Section 4 Class C boys championship game. Here's Connor Hutchinson. Takes it to the rim, and boy, when he puts his head down and barrels his way in there, he's hard to stop.
He's really taken this game over. He has to, because nothing else is really happening offensively, so that's really kind of changed this game.
Now another steal for Tioga with the score, UV 21, Tioga 15. 4:20 to go in the second quarter, and the Tigers, with the momentum, that feels like they're back in this game, only trailing by six.
I believe they are.
Here's Klostner to the rim, a little up and under, gets it to go. What a move by Klostner, and it's 21-17.
Man, his vertical has to be like 30 inches. He's able to go up and do some things most people just can't do because he's up there for so long.
Can UV answer the call here? Wyatt Gray at the foul line, back out for Jackson. Jackson to the left side, very similar to the semifinals. UV was ahead of Lansing 23-3. Before Lansing started coming back. A three ball there for Jackson, no good. Wyatt Gray with the tip in, that won't go. A rebound for Tioga. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul on Jackson on a reach-in with 3:40 to go here in the second. I think that's on Jackson. Let's see who they get it on. Yeah, that's going to be his second foul. Oh, that's a tough one in transition to take if you're a UV fan.
Yeah, loose ball fouls are always difficult.
So 21-17 the score. Tioga trailing Unadilla Valley with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Klostner to the rim. It's taken down by Dante Dye, and he's quick in transition. Dye to midcourt, and he's fouled. So Dye, right as he got to the big Cortland C at midcourt, is fouled by Pierce Hendershot. Here's the team foul situation. UV with 4, Tioga now with 2. So in the backcourt, UV will bring it across with Dante Dye, gets into the paint, hanging off, leaves it for three by Reifenberg, and another charge is taken as Dye went to pass that one off, absorbed the contact again, and that was Klostner, I think, sacrificing the body. He's not afraid to do it.
The Tigers are well schooled in setting up for a charge, obviously.
On the IAC, a very physical league, I'm sure that happens quite a bit, and they are prepared for it with 3:10 to go in the second. UV leading by 4, 21-17. Great ball game here in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship. Right side of the floor for Pierce Hendershot. Back to the top of the key for Klostner. Klostner looking for options. He's got 6 points so far. Hutchinson has 8. Klostner with 6. Pass down low through the legs there of Lucas Klostner. Tried to kick it back out. Stolen away by Wyatt Gray. Quickly into the hands of Andrew Jackson. Across the midcourt timeline. Almost stolen from behind there by Klostner. Punched out of bounds. It'll stay with UV. 2:45 to go, second quarter. UV leading 21-17. UV has gone a little quiet here over the last couple of minutes of the second quarter.
I'd like to see him try getting that ball down in low to Jackson again. They went to that one time, and man, that was effective.
Jackson across for Reifenberg. Right side takes it to the rim. It won't fall. Rebound for Hutchinson, and an outlet pass to Lucas Klostner. Klostner will bring it back up the floor. And to the left side for Nick. He gets into the paint. Down low pass, up off the glass, and no good. An easy layup there for Saberski. He misses it, and we'll have a whistle on the rebound with 2:18 to go before the half. Foul's going to be on Hutchinson, his first, team's third.
Everything that UV's done positive has gone through number one, whether he's making the shots or making the passes. So they got to just keep feeding him the ball, and good things will happen.
Dante Dye to Andrew Jackson on the right wing side as UV goes right to left. Jackson at the right elbow, kicks across for Dye. Dye looking for options, now back for Jackson. Straight away three, Dye's on the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Hutchinson. The shooting has gone cold for the Storm. Hutchinson quickly in transition. They leave it off there for Klostner. It wouldn't go down. Rebound for the Tigers, though. They keep it alive. Into the corner. Hender shot for three. That's too strong. And a rebound for Reifenberg of UV. Minute 40 to go, second quarter. Jackson in transition, gets to the foul line with UV ahead 21-17. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Wyatt Gray in front of the Tioga bench will work it back out to Dante Dye. Quickly looks over to Matt Osborne, calls out a play. 15 on the shot clock. Dye with a little spin move back to the right side, crosses up Klostner, gets it back to Jackson. Jackson at the top of the key, back for Dye. Step back three, rattles out. Rebound for Cameron Osborne. He gets tied up in the corner with Hutchinson. Are we going to have a whistle? No, just out of bounds. It'll stay with UV. A lot of contact there.
Yeah, a lot of contact, but a free ball, 50-50 ball. I don't mind a no call on that. Remember this, though, with 1 minute to go or so in this quarter, Tioga just missed two high-percentage shots.
And now into the corner, and the three ball is good for Andrew Jackson. He's got 14 points off the set play from out of bounds.
Been a while since they scored, probably 3 minutes or so.
24-17 with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. That was big momentum-wise there for the Storm.
They switched to a zone down here, too.
Klostner for three, right side, no good. Rebound Jackson, and an outlet pass to Dye. Dye will work it back up the floor, left side for Jackson. 40 seconds to go in the opening half. UV leads Tioga 24-17. Back up near midcourt. Here's Dante Dye to Jackson on the right side. Jackson stops, gets around the screen, and tries a little give and go, and they're going to call what? An illegal screen, I believe, here on Levi Reifenberg with 28 seconds to go.
I got something interesting to point out, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. There hasn't been a sub.
No, I don't think there has
neither
been
team.
On either side, no. We got five guys, and we're playing them.
Iron Man
style. 20 seconds to go. Tioga's going to play for the last shot here of the quarter, it looks like. Shot clock is off. Left side for Klostner. Directing traffic here down to 10 seconds. 24-17. Tioga trailing UV. Down to 5 seconds. Hendershot pump fakes. Pulls in for a two. Back out. Klostner. Hendershot at the buzzer for three. Too strong. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Our halftime score. Unadilla Valley 24 and Tioga 17. We'll hear from UV head coach Matt Osborne during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, folks, if you want to save at the pump, you can use that Mirabito Rewards Plus card. You'll save instantly. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call for more details at 563-HEAT. 563-HEAT. UV came out guns a-blazing. They went a little cold in the second quarter, but wow, to be ahead 24-17 at the half, that's big.
It is. And Tioga, give them credit. They kept playing, okay? And Connor Hutchinson really started. He said, all right, we got to start getting some easy hoops, and he was able to do that. I think you're going to see that a lot when they go into halftime here. I'm sure Coach Card is going to talk about we need to go to the rack against these guys. We need to make sure we can get easy transitions because they're not shooting very well,
right?
To be perfectly honest with you. But they got a team that's very athletic and very quick, and they can get to the basket and start maybe getting some fouls or some three-point plays and get some things going that way.
Halftime score, UV 24, Tioga 17. We'll hear from the Storm head coach, Matt Osborne, when we come back on CDL.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Mirabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Mirabito at 1-855-MIRABITO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game featuring Unadilla Valley and Tioga. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, and we're joined by UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. Coach, thanks for taking the time for us.
You're welcome.
Coach, what a Cinderella run here for your team. as you make it all the way to the sectional final as a 7 seed. Can you take us through what the last, 2 weeks have been like as you've been on this run?
Well, we played a pretty tough schedule in the beginning of the season. We played some bigger schools. We played some schools that have winning traditions, and I knew they would be physical for us to play against. And probably why we're a 7 seed is we lost some of those games. Some were to D schools, but they're strong D schools. The past 2 weeks have been great. We've really matured. We have a lot of underclassmen playing a lot of minutes, and a lot of them played last year as sophomores, and now that they're juniors, they've grown up a lot, and they're starting to understand what it takes to win big games, tough games, especially when we play against the IAC.
Yeah, you've had a heavy dose of the IAC here in sectionals from Watkins Glen and Union Springs, and then moving on to Lansing in the semifinals. Let's focus on the semifinals. Going up against Lansing, who had also pulled off a big upset over Moravia, the defending state champion. A low-scoring game, looked like it was a real battle back and forth.
Yeah, actually, we came out pretty strong the first quarter, and our defense was incredible. We shut them out in the first quarter, which doesn't happen a lot. And then we actually were up 23-3, and I think we kind of let down a little bit and lost our focus, and we started fouling. We got into a little bit of foul trouble, and we just weren't making a lot of shots inside. We were running our offense pretty well. We just missed some shots inside where we really could have taken a bigger lead, and the foul trouble led to, Andrew Jackson had to come out, and Dante had to come out, Dante Dye, and we struggled bringing the ball up the court, and they were able to put a lot of pressure on us and get some easy baskets to get back into the game.
Speaking about Andrew Jackson, one of your big-time players, joined the 1,000 career point club this year. Can you talk about his leadership that he's had over these last couple of weeks and throughout the season? Seems like the team really looks to him not only to score but on defense and kind of set the tone.
Yeah, he's very athletic. He's pretty long, has long arms, and anticipates very well. He's definitely our leader, and everyone follows him. When we need a big basket or a shot, he's usually the guy that's going to have the ball in his hands. But I think the part of his game that's really come along is his rebounding. He's averaging probably 8 or 9 rebounds a game, and sometimes he's out at the guard position guarding a guard, but he still goes in and fights for difficult rebounds, and I think that's a huge bonus for us. Obviously, he can shoot the three, and he can handle the ball, and I think the past couple of games he's found out that the IAC defense is, there's always somebody waiting for you in the lane, so we've got to look to make the extra pass, and something we've been going over in practice about when we get in the lane and there's guys there to stop us, we need to make the extra pass, and he needs to trust his teammates, and I think his teammates have been stepping up, like Wyatt Gray and Levi Reifenberg.
Yeah, Wyatt Gray with a huge game against Union Springs, pouring in 20 points. That was very big for you guys, and I've been impressed with Levi Reifenberg all year. It just seems like his game has gone to the next level this year.
Yeah, Wyatt really had to step up for us. We had a little bit of foul trouble with Levi against Union Springs, and we had an injury to Caleb Parker, spraining his ankle. So I told him at halftime, I said, you've got to be the guy to step up in the second half, and when you're open, you got to knock down shots so that you can take some pressure off of everyone else. And he not only knocked down some shots, but he went to the basket strong, as he did against Lansing a couple of times, and he's been in rebounding a little bit better. So we're starting to step up our game and be a little more physical and understand that it takes everyone to win the basketball game.
Talking with UV boys head coach Matt Osborne, you take on Tioga here in the finals. They're the 4 seed, but an extremely strong team. What do you expect to see from the Tigers on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure they're going to play half-court man-to-man defense, and it's going to be physical, hands-on defense. They're quick. They're strong. They're not real tall inside, but they're big, strong guys. And we've got to keep Nick Klosner out of the lane. He keeps his dribble alive. He makes everything happen. He gets in the lane. He'll find the open guy. He'll make tremendous passes in traffic, and he can finish in there. So I think our biggest key is to keep him out of the lane and keep him under control, and keep Connor Hutchinson off the offensive boards. He's a big, strong guy in there. The other Klosner, Lucas, he can shoot the three along with Pierce Hendershot. So we're going to have our hands full, but I think if we play hard and limit them to one shot and rebound, we can play with them.
Pretty special moment here for UV basketball. I mean, I know you've been in this game before, but what would it mean to bring home a sectional championship and have a chance to go to the state tournament with your team?
Well, it would definitely be a first for boys basketball at Unadilla Valley. mean a lot to everyone. I think our kids are still feel a little snake bitten by the loss to Delhi in the MAC semifinal, and we had a lead with 10 seconds left. So that's part of the drive and motivation that we have, and I'm hoping that we play well. I'm hoping that the kids enjoy every second of it, and hopefully we can bring home a sectional title.
Last question here with UV boys head coach Matt Osborne. Kind of going off of that, coach, do you have any special message that you give the guys in such a big game to try to keep them calm or relaxed, or you just say, hey, go out and do what we do and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, the thing that I say over and over is it's just another basketball game. I'm glad we got to play there earlier this week so that we kind of know what the atmosphere is like, we know what the floor is like, the rims are like, all of that. But I'll tell them to have fun, enjoy the moment, and play as hard as you can and give everything you have. And, you know, hopefully in the end we come out on top.
UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck against Tioga.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship coming up on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report live here from SUNY Cortland. Halftime of the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. UV leading Tioga 24-17. Let's quickly run through our scoring summary. First for Tioga, 8 points from Connor Hutchinson, 6 points from Nick Klossner, 2 from Lucas Klossner, and 1 from Pierce Hendershot. On the other side for UV, 14 points, Andrew Jackson, 6 for Dante Dye, 4 for Levi Reifenberg. One stat that stuck out to me, 0-for-8 for Tioga from the 3-point line. They've gotten everything in transition or on layups inside.
Yeah, modern-day basketball, everybody wants to hit around 30% from there. And that's, I think, UV's 38%. Zero is not what you need right there. Mm-hmm. Even if you take those 2 shots, that's 6 points, this game is almost tied if you take your 30% out of that 8. So they've got to hit a couple of those. They got some good looks. I'm sure they're going to hit a few more. I think they're going to see them be real aggressive going to the basket to get fouls and try to get them into foul trouble, especially with Andrew Jackson with 2, Dante Dye with 2, and Raifenberg with 2. That would put them back into that thing we just heard on the halftime interview with Coach Osborne. They got in some trouble in a couple of those games. That could be something that changes how this goes.
24-17, UV led by as many as 14 in the first half. And we're back underway in the second half. Tioga goes right to left. They're in the home whites with the navy blue and the gold trim. UV's in the dark uniforms. They're black with the purple and the white trim. So Tioga with the basketball. 16 minutes to decide who will move on to the state tournament from Section 4 Class C. Pull-up jumper for Hendershot. No good. Out of bounds. Going to go back to UV.
Another 3 that got missed.
So that's 0-for-9.
UV trying to stay out of foul trouble. Went to a 2-3 there. So Tioga's going to get some 3-point shots or some deep jumper shots, and they'll see what they can do with them.
Back up the floor here for Unadilla Valley, now going left to right. Right wing side for Jackson to Osborne. Osborne starts today and has put in some big minutes here for UV. Here's Jackson left side, goes to Reifenberg, back up to Dante Dye. Early third quarter, UV on top 24-17. Jackson for 3, dials long distance. Big time 3 for Drew Jackson. He's got 17.
Come right back out and hit that shot. Wow, that's big.
27-17 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor here for Tioga. Back to Klossner, and they'll say he traveled. Just a minute into the third quarter, UV trying to gain some early momentum here in the third frame. There's a UV alum who was in this game last time UV was here, I believe, back in the mid-2000s. Zach Thompson, who is now the head coach of the SUNY Delhi men's program, maybe checking out some future talent. And he won't be happy with this as UV gets called for a push-off on Dante Dye, I believe, as they come back down the floor. That's his third.
think they gave it to Reifenberg on the pick.
Oh, okay. That's so his second. All right. So Reifenberg on the pick gets the foul with 6:45 to go in the third. It's 27-17. Here's Klostner to the high post. They'll pass down low for Hutchinson. He goes up with it. He's fouled. Can't get the basket, but he'll head to the line. And that seems to be a recipe for success for Tioga, to get it down low to Hutchinson.
Yeah, in that zone, they went a little high-low zone where you throw it to the elbow, and then you're looking either to the opposite corner or you're looking to that block, and they were able to get it down into Hutchinson down there, which I'm sure they talked about trying to do.
Hutchinson's first shot is good from the line, so Hutchinson now with 9 points. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO. Bunch of special sponsors to recognize throughout today's broadcast as Hutchinson misses his second shot include the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, as well as NYCM Insurance in Edmiston. Levi Reifenberg in the paint. His shot won't go. Ball is kicked back out to Jackson, left side for three, left it short. Rebound on the floor for Gray, falling down, and he's fouled with 6:25 to go in the third. UB on top 27-18.
Interesting note up here. Reifenberg picked up his third foul, picked up his second foul on the pick here, and then picked up his third foul down there in Hutchinson. So something to watch.
Wyatt Gray will inbound the basketball, goes to Reifenberg in the paint, and he takes it right to the rim. It won't go down. Gets his own rebound this time. He finishes it off. Reifenberg usually with a nice touch around the rim, and the second time was the charm for Levi.
Pulling the Abby Selfridge, missing on purpose, get a board.
29-18. UV on top of Tioga here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Jackson. He just keeps it inbounds at midcourt down the right wing side. Jackson puts on the brakes as they want to set up the offense here and take advantage of this steal. Dante Dye at the top of the key as UV goes left to right. Dye right side finds Jackson. Steps back. Little shifty crossover move. Gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. No good for Jackson. Reifenberg a rebound. Back for Jackson. Takes it to the rim. This one won't go down either, and a rebound for Connor Hutchinson. Hutchinson will quickly bring it back up the right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Into the corner for Hendershot. Goes through a double team and is fouled with 5.5 to go in the third. UV 29, Tioga 18.
That's going to be the second on Cameron Osborne.
We have our first substitute of the afternoon, sophomore Sam Taylor coming in for Tioga.
Don't see that very often. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. No sub yet. I think Coach Card's talking about the kick that he thought was down here, but remember, if it hits your leg and you're not actually kicking at it, they don't call it a kick anymore. They used to call it a kick every time it hit you below the knee.
Here's Jackson, a 360 spin in the lane, but his shot won't go down on the jumper. Tioga with a rebound off the miss. Klostner in transition. Left side three for Tioga. This one won't go down. Hutchinson with the rebound, and he puts it in off the miss in the corner from Hendershot.
They can't buy a three.
So it's 29-20. UV on top of Tioga by 9 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. UV the 7 seed. Tioga the 4. Right side of the floor, Dante Dye pulls up from the right elbow, air balls it, out of bounds it goes. Just didn't get enough mustard on that one, and it goes back to Tioga.
Very interesting trip right here for Tioga. Keep cutting this down, getting into that fourth quarter and battle.
Across the Cortland Red Dragons logo at midcourt. Here is Klostner at the top of the key. Turnaround shot here for Hendershot. Passes down low for Sibirski. Had it taken away by Andrew Jackson. Jackson trying to go coast to coast. Lays this one up, and we're going to have a blocking foul here on Tioga. They wanted a charge. They won't get it with 4:05 to go in the third. It's UV leading 29-20.
That's a tough block call there, though, because if he wasn't set when he left his feet. He steps underneath him. I don't think they could have called a charge on that.
So Jackson to the line. Klostner still talking with the officials on the right side of the floor, pleading his case. Jackson to the line. First one is good. Jackson now with 18. Not the guy you want to put on the line if you're Tioga. Jackson's used to this. Played some high-level AAU basketball up in Syracuse. He's used to this physical style of play as he goes 2-for-2 at the line, and not much you're going to throw at him is going to phase him.
I was just going to say that. He just doesn't seem to get flustered by much.
UV leads 31-20 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tioga going right to left. Top of the key for Tioga with Klostner. Klostner to Sam Taylor, the lone sub who's been in, and this one through his hands and out of bounds. Wasn't expecting the pass from Hendershot.
Coach Osborne just switched to a 3-2 to extend out to those shooters that are really struggling tonight for Tioga.
So he's thrown a little bit of everything tonight at the Tigers, giving them some different looks, keep them on edge. UV leads 31-20 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. To the high post for Reifenberg. Back out Dante Dye. Left that three ball a little too short. And a rebound quickly in transition for Tioga. Here is Hendershot, who finishes off the breakaway layup. And he puts it up and in. Timeout is taken with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. It's 31-22. UV is on top of Tioga in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. And we'll be right back on CDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
There's Dante Dye as we get back underway here with 3:30 to go, third quarter. UV with the basketball, but a push off down low on Jackson as he was jockeying for position. Going to be his third foul. That could become very, very important here.
They end up calling him basically a charge, but the ball's in the air. He jumps up to get it. The kid sets underneath him. That's a really tough play. That's a tough call, too.
So Tioga will get the ball back with 3:20 to go in the third quarter, 31-22. UV on top of Tioga, the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game live from SUNY Cortland. Right side, a deep three for Lucas Klostner off the front of the rim. They still have not hit a three-pointer in this game. Jackson with the rebound for UV. Quickly ahead now for Reifenberg. It got tipped. He's underneath the glass. Has to kick it back out right side Jackson. Top of the key, Wyatt Gray for three. Splash! Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. Three ball there for Wyatt Gray.
I don't know what that means, but...
Nobody does. That's the beauty of it.
I love it. That three-pointer was huge.
34-22 with 2:40 to go in the third. Pass down low to Hutchinson. Pump fakes, puts it up, and he's fouled with 2:38 to go in the third. That's my signature saying, you know. Fourth foul here. Are they going to get this? Yes, Andrew Jackson. He has got Abigail Selfridge syndrome here today. Abby Selfridge in the earlier game for BG.
That's a huge call right
now. At 4,000. Yeah, now Jackson's got it.
We're talking about 19 points in the first in this game so far.
Hutchinson puts in the first shot. He's got 12. And it's 34-23. Jackson now with 2:38 to go in the third with four fouls.
Coach Osborne has to be careful here. He's standing at half court barking at an official.
And if you've seen Matt Osborne coach,
to switch the foul.
Yeah, he can certainly get into it here, and he pleads his case, and they're going to take this one away. They're going to give the foul to Coach Osborne's son, Cameron, and take it away from Andrew Jackson. Hutchinson gets the second foul shot.
I'm sure that Coach Osborne would much rather have his son have that foul right
yep,
now.
Yep, he'll take it. So Jackson will go back to three fouls, I believe. They haven't changed it up on the board. We'll see if they do, but that was the official call. Wyatt Gray in the corner, another three, got it. Wyatt Gray starting to feel unconscious. Back-to-back three-pointers. UV leads 37-24. They answer the bell again.
Flapjacks, right? Flapjacks.
Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. Pass down low. It was kicked, it looks like, with 2:10 to go in the third. And possession will stay with Tioga.
Possession stays there, and on a kick ball, unless it's under 15 seconds, everything stays the same. Nothing changes on the shot clock.
Tioga will inbound, almost stolen away by Dante Dye. And Tioga, with 2:05 to go in the third quarter, finds themselves down 37-24. Here's Hendershot, left side. They finally bury a three-pointer. Actually, that was Lucas Krosner who went from downtown. And the score now, with 1:52 to go in this third quarter, is 40-24. Now a steal here by Krosner. Takes it down, and he's fouled by Dante Dye. Actually, they're going to reverse the score. They put it up on the wrong side. So it's 37-27. UV on top by 10 with a minute 47 to go in the third, and Klostner to the line. Tioga's not dead yet. A lot of basketball left to be played.
That's what they need to do. They need to be able to get some stops and get some quick ones or get them from the line.
Klostner's first shot is good. Klostner with 7, and it's UV 37 and Tioga 28. Second shot coming for Klostner at the line. It's good. Klostner, the senior, with 8 points. It's 37-29. That changes the whole feeling of this game with a minute 40 to go in the third.
About three-pointer down here, and then that shot, absolutely.
Jackson will leave one off here for Wyatt Gray. Gray back for Jackson. Again, he's playing with those three fouls. Now for Gray in the corner. Little give and go between those two. Back for Jackson. Jackson with 15 on the shot clock. Back for Gray at the right low block. Kicks one for Reifenberg. In the paint, he's tied up and fouled. With a minute 24 to go in the third, they'll say it was on the floor before he went up for the bucket.
I think that's one. That one's on Lucas Klosner. That's going to be his third. So the foul situation is getting interesting for sure.
Team foul situation, 6 for UV, 4 for Tioga. Jackson with a jumper in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back out, Reifenberg. Jumper is good for Levi Reifenberg with 8 points now. And it's UV leading 39-29 with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter.
Gray and Reifenberg really stepping up.
Here's Klostner in the paint. Floating jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is loose. Hutchinson is there, and he muscles it up and in. Hutchinson with 15 points.
He's an awful strong guy.
To think he was a quarterback on that team. He just did a little bit of everything. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. 39-31. Here is Jackson on the right side. Pulls up for a long two and buries it. Andrew Jackson with 21 points. And it's 41-31 with 30 seconds to go in the third. Crossing the midcourt timeline, here is Klostner. And UV has just had all the answers today to get those big buckets when they need it. Klostner on the right side of the floor. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, about the same as the game clock. They go to the high post, and the pull-up shot for Scott Zaberski goes down. So it's 41-33, 10 seconds left in the third. Jackson, right side for Levi Reifenberg. Reifenberg to the high post, kicks it off Wyatt Gray. Gray with the finger roll in the paint. No, it'll be a charge with 2 seconds to go. And Tioga will get the ball back, trailing 41-33 late in the third.
That's the fourth charge they picked up. That's impressive. That is a game changer, because typically, you think about it, the team's getting ready to score. They get the charge. A lot of times they take a basket off the scoreboard, and then you get the ball back. It's a turnover. What a great play. Huge play.
2 seconds left. We'll see if they can get a shot off. Shot from half court is off the mark and no good. Three quarters in the books. 8 minutes remaining. UV 41, Tioga 33. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. Nate Lowe, Israel Lormer with you on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Some other special sponsors today include Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Bainbridge Memorial Works, Nana's Keepsakes, Flowers and Gifts of Bainbridge, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. The inbound pass to start the fourth quarter to Andrew Jackson. Andy's fouled, went right into the paint, took it to him, and now he goes to the line. What a play. 23 points for Jackson. Unbelievable. Foul was on Sam Taylor. Jackson cannot complete the three-point play. And so the score is UV 43, Tioga 33. Early fourth quarter action here from SUNY Cortland. Here is Klostner, left side for Taylor. He'll pass down low, looking for Hendershot. Back across for Lucas Klostner. Klostner back out for Hutchinson. Gets down into the low post, and a charge is called as Cameron Osborne absorbs the contact there from Hutchinson. And another charge.
Six charges in this game.
I don't think I've ever seen that many in one game.
This isn't over.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left.
It's about being aggressive, going to the hoop, and we knew both of these teams were going to be that way.
7:20 to go, fourth quarter. UV leading 43-33. Jackson down low on a good steal. Now goes left side for Wyatt Gray. Left it short. Rebound Reifenberg. Couldn't get there in time. Ball hits the end line and goes back to the Tioga Tigers.
Wyatt didn't quite get his feet set on that one. Those other two are just absolute daggers.
7:10 to go, fourth quarter. 43-33 the score. Tioga across the midcourt timeline with Nick Klostner. Klostner left side for Sam Taylor, who's played some big minutes here in the second half. They decided to stick with him. Taylor with a pull-up three off the back of the rim, and the shooting woes continue for the Tigers from downtown. They've only hit one today. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. UV with time on their side. They walk it up the floor, leading 43-33. The Section 4 Class D Championship game, live from SUNY Cortland. Right side, Reifenberg at the right elbow. Little dribble drive back out for Dye. Dye into the paint. We'll go to Jackson. Jackson straight away. Now left side for Gray. 10 on the shot clock. Gray to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound Reifenberg. He decides to put it up. That won't go. Another opportunity. Ball loose on the floor. Tioga comes away. Quickly in transition. Here's Hutchinson. Pulls up and banks one in over Dante Dye. Hutchinson now with 17. And it's UV 43, Tioga 35. Still a lot of time left to be played as we come up on 6 minutes to go. Now a steal for Tioga, but it's out of bounds as Klostner couldn't save it on the far side.
That's the kind of thing they need, a big basket up there and just a transition or a stop and get back into this because they're down 8 right now. Get under 5, you want to start getting that more like 6 and 5. You don't want to be down almost double digits going into that last 4 minutes, let's say.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. The score, UV 43, Tioga 35. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. The Section 4 Class E Boys Championship game. It's a sea of black and gold and purple here in front of our broadcast position in the press box as UV leads 43-35. And at midcourt, Klostner's going to pick the pocket of Dante Dye and then a foul there by Dye at midcourt. Probably saved a breakaway layup, but is this going to be an intentional foul? They'll give an intentional foul to Dante Dye. Wow, with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter, that's a tough one.
It could almost be called a shooting foul, too.
Yeah.
He picked it up and he knew it was coming, so he shot it from half court.
6:05 to go in the fourth.
Wow, this could be huge.
Yeah, Klostner will head to the line.
So two fouls and they'll get the ball. That's kind of what I was talking about. Score and get the ball back. They get to do it in an unusual way here.
Klossner gets the first one to go. He has nine. And the second one coming. He gets that one to go. So Klossner's into double figures with 10. It's 43-37.
Also, Dante died with four fouls.
Yep.
He's done a nice job hanging on to the ball and distributing and getting UB into their offense.
So on the far side of the floor here, Tioga will get the ball after the intentional foul. And so they will inbound it in front of the scorer's table here with Sam Taylor. Tioga, you know, I would think that they would agree they haven't played great today, but they're still in this ball game. Down 43-37 with 5:55 to go.
They've never stopped competing, though, and that's what you ask your kids to do whenever you're coaching.
Here is Hutchinson with 17 points, back to the top of the key, gets it back in the corner. Pump fakes on the baseline, kicks one out. Straightaway three for Tioga is good. Big time basket by Pierce Hendershot. He's got 6 points. It's 43-40.
Wow, 3-point game.
UV led by as many as 14 with 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. They lead by three, 43-40. UV near midcourt. Die goes to Reifenberg on the left side. Reifenberg for Jackson. Jackson with Hutchinson all over him. Jackson with a step back shot. It's no good. Rebound Tioga. And quickly back up the floor for Klossner. In the paint for Klossner. Hanging. Gets it to go. No. Rebound Hutchinson. He puts it up and he's fouled. Basket won't go, but Tioga certainly has energy and life right now.
Well, you think about that trip for Tioga. That was a 5-point trip. Got the ball. They scored on the two for the intentional foul. And then they got that three. Huge.
So Hutchinson to the line. First shot for him is no good. He looks maybe a little tired. Maybe let that one slip a little too early. It didn't look like his normal shot. Second one coming.
Man, do we got a ball game in this last 5 minutes.
5:08 to go. Hutchinson, second shot, no good. He goes 0-2. Rebound here for the Storm. Left side of the floor for Wyatt Gray. Gray holding on to it, almost has his pocket pick, gets away from it, dishes one off for Reifenberg, who lays it up and in. Reifenberg into double figures with 10 points, and it's 45-40 with 4:50 to go.
Sorry. Great awareness by Wyatt Gray on that pass. You know that guy was behind him, and it created a mismatch, and he got him to it.
Here is Hendershot at the top of the key with 4:35 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jackson. It will stay with Tioga. What a ball game here. 5-point game. It's been down to as many as three. Tioga trying to claw their way back in. Here is Nick Klossner to the right side in front of the Tioga bench. Klossner to the high post. They'll go to the far side. Hendershot for three. Got it. He's heating up at the right time. He's got nine. It's a 2-point game, 45-43.
They haven't hit a lot from three, but man, are those big ones.
4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Storm with the basketball. Here is Jackson on the right side. Jackson with a step back. Gets into the lane. Goes to the left side for Dante Dye. 2-point ball game, UV by a deuce. Die down low and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line as here's our foul situation. 9 for UV and now 7 for Tioga.
A lot of foul shots coming up if you look at it that way. You've got double bonus for Tioga. They're in the double bonus already and we're going to be shooting 1-1 or two shots for both teams the rest of the way.
This is huge as Dye at the line. Dribbled one off his foot here as he was starting to get ready for the shot. And they're going to say that's his first shot, so he's only going to get one.
Yeah, you have to keep possession of it from there.
Dye gets this one to go. So Dye does get one out of two, but he doesn't get to take the first shot because he dribbled it off his foot.
I've watched a lot of basketball. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I don't know if I have either. That just shows how big this moment is. Everybody's a little nervous. 46-43. Straightaway three here for Hendershot. No good. Hutchinson a rebound. Tioga trailing by three late in this ball game. 3:50 to go. Here's Klossner. Kicks it out. Hendershot for three. Got it. Hendershot with 12 points, and this game is tied up 46-46. Dante Dye is hurt over on the far side of the floor. He gets back up. Looks like maybe he took an elbow or something to the mouth. Timeout is called. We'll check on that. 3:40 to go in the fourth. Tied up at 46. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
46-46, Tioga and UV with 3:43 to go in the fourth. Wow, what a comeback here for the Tigers. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO. Electric atmosphere here at SUNY Cortland.
They just kept playing, kept taking those good shots. They're getting them. Pierce Hendershot from this left corner just burying them.
UV will bring it up the floor. They go to the high post, or the half-court timeline, excuse me, for Andrew Jackson. Now into the game is Caleb Parker. Our first look at him today for UV, fresh off the bench. Parker to the left side. Dye is over on the bench here for UV. Here is Jackson on the right side. Jackson, pull-up jumper. It's too strong. Rebound, Levi Reifenberg. He puts up the shot. That one won't go down. Rebound, Tioga on the miss with 3:15 to go in the fourth. Quickly back up the floor for the Tigers. Into the corner. Hendershot is blocked by Wyatt Gray out of bounds. He says, no, you can't fire that one up again. But he's done some damage over there. Hendershot now with 12 points, including four threes. 3:10 to go in the fourth. We're tied 46-46. Tioga with the basketball. They go to Hendershot. Dribble drive stolen away by Jackson. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Jackson finds Caleb Parker, who lays it up and in. Off the bench with a huge basket there for Caleb Parker.
Knees knocking a little, but he scored.
48-46 with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Klostner. Klostner looking for options. This is Nick. Holding on to it, finds Lucas Klostner on the far side. Back for Nick, left side. At the high post, now for Hendershot, left side corner. Hendershot back for Klostner, and a traveling violation. Picked up his pivot foot. Ball back to UV with 2:37 to go.
Interesting, when UV switches from the 2-3 zone to the 3-2 zone, when they go 3-2, that corner shot's open. So they went back to the 2-3 to cover that from Pierce Hendershot down in the corner.
2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. UV by a deuce, 48-46. The Section 4 Class C championship game doesn't get any better than this. Jackson leaves one off for Reifenberg, who finishes it off. Levi Reifenberg with 12 points now. And it's 50-46, UV, with 2:15 to go in the fourth. Top of the key now for Nick Klostner. Tioga, who came all the way back to tie this one up. Do they have another comeback in them? Hendershot for a three, straight away, rattles out. Rebound for Cameron Osborne. And an outlet pass here for Andrew Jackson. Across the midcourt timeline. Jackson to the right side, and we'll have a timeout taken here by UV. With 1:58 to go in the fourth quarter, UV leads 50-46. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 50-46, the UV boys on top of Tioga. 50-46 with 2 minutes to go. Boy, what a ball game here.
What a ball game. What a possession this is right here.
Mm-hmm.
With a little under 2 minutes to go, UV with the ball, full shot clock almost, 29 seconds. Man, if they can get a bucket here and make that a full two possessions. Levi Reifenberg, Wyatt Gray, man, are they stepping up big. And then you still have Jackson you have to contend with. It's nice to see that when that happens, those younger players really stepping up in this time of the year.
And Caleb Parker off the bench with a big basket there. He was ice cold off the bench, came in, and now they'll get a pass down low to Levi Reifenberg, who puts it up and in. Reifenberg's got 14. UV on top, 52-46, with a minute 45 to go. Top of the key now for Tioga. They need a basket. They need it now. They trail by six to Unadilla Valley, the 7 seed, trying to win the Section 4 Class D title. Back across, Hendershot, right side for three. It's too strong. Rebound is loose. Jackson tracks it down, but then lost it. Ball is loose in midcourt. Jackson somehow comes off the bottom of the pile with it. Jackson in the backcourt is not fouled. I thought maybe it was a foul, but it's a timeout taken here by Matt Osborne. With a minute 22 to go, we'll keep it right here. Wow, unbelievable there with the score 52-46.
I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Oof, it was a game of hot potato in the backcourt. I want to give a special thanks to some of our special sponsors today, including Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, NBT Bank, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber of Sydney, RC Sales, Service and Towing of Sydney, Chase Memorial Nursing Home, a part of Good Shepherd Communities in New Berlin, Floor Full Janitorial Services of Bainbridge, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and the BG Booster Club, all here to support the teams in today's championship games. BG winning earlier today against Watkins Glen, and UV on the verge with a 52-46 lead here over Tioga.
Representing the MAC well today, our C teams are.
And you know, you hear that a lot from people in our neck of the woods. All every time we play the IAC, they always win, they always win. So, you know, a lot of the time, I do agree. The IAC is a very, very competitive league. But today, the MAC has shown, hey, we're just as good this year. This is some great basketball.
Especially with Delhi already at the Class G in the state level.
Delhi girls have punched their tickets to the states. BG did it earlier today. UV trying to join the club. Cooperstown fell in their game, as well as South Courtright, but boy, it would be great to have three teams going to states. Let's see what happens in the next minute 15. Right side of the floor for Caleb Parker. Parker down low. UV looking to work some time off. Here's Wyatt Gray, a straightaway three. Got it! Wyatt Gray from downtown. He's got 9, and UV leads 55-46 with a minute to go.
He wasn't worried about working time there, was he?
Wow. Just not even a problem. It's now a steal by Jackson at midcourt. Jackson ahead for Parker. Parker dribbles out of trouble, and he's fouled with 52 seconds to go. UV is fired up. Their fan section is going absolutely insane here at SUNY Cortland.
This was a tied game, 43-43, man.
Wow. Timeout's going to be taken by Tioga. We'll step away. 52 seconds left. UV leads 55-46. We'll be right back with the exciting conclusion on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 55-46 the score. Unadilla Valley boys on top of Tioga. UV is the 7th seed. Tioga is the 4th seed. Both have pulled off big-time upsets to get here. UV trying to pull the granddaddy of them all off here. This place is going nuts. The UV purple, black, and gold on their feet. Andrew Jackson with 23 points. Levi Reifenberg with 14. Wyatt Gray with 9. Dante Dye with 7. It's been a great collection here of everybody chipping in. Caleb Parker to the line, gets it to go. He just came off the bench about 3 minutes ago, and he has just been great. Rolled his ankle in the game against Lansing, I'm told. Has it wrapped up pretty good, but you wouldn't know it. Parker's second shot, no good. Too strong. It's 56-46. 50 seconds to go. Here's Klostner across the midcourt timeline. Klostner at the top of the key, looking for options. Quickly gets down low. They need a three. Hendershot pump fakes in the corner. Has nowhere to go. Tosses it up. Throws it out of bounds. It goes back to UV with 38 seconds to go. Boy, and Hendershot is asking for a technical foul here as he is really jawing with the officials.
You're not going to get a foul when you're falling to the ground and you're throwing up. Just not going to happen.
Storm get it in the backcourt. Here's Reifenberg. He's fouled with 37 seconds left. And he will head to the line. And if UV can make some foul shots, they could be headed to the state tournament for the first time in school history.
Well, the shot clock's not going to be a factor. So whenever UV has the ball, Tioga's going to have to foul. They can go one out of two with a 10-point lead. They're going to be in great shape. And Tioga has to go super quick down here.
Reifenberg to the line with 14 points. First shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Tioga. 35 seconds to go. Across the midcourt timeline for Tioga. Into the corner, a long three there from Lucas Kwasner is no good. Rebound for Siberski. Stolen by Jackson. 25 seconds to go, and Jackson is fouled with exactly 24.8 to go. This would be a first for UV. It would be huge.
Jackson with seven steals.
Wow. He's been sensational today.
He's been everything that everybody thinks he is. He's
right?
Had a great game. Game to play.
He's the MAC MVP this year. Joined the 1,000 career point club. First shot is good. Gets it to go. Jackson now with 24.
And he's a junior.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and he hurt his knee back in his freshman season as he gets the second one to go. Imagine what he could do if he didn't have to take all that time off. 58-46 to score. UV on top of Tioga with 20 seconds to go. Long three there from Hutchinson is no good. Rebound on the floor. I don't think that basket's going to count with 16 seconds to go. Or is it? Yes, it will.
Shooting one.
Well, that was wacky there as Siberski. Basically, Hutchinson came across half court and just shot it. It ricocheted off the glass right to Siberski, who put it up. I don't think anybody was expecting that. And he was fouled, and he made the bucket. Shot is no good, so it's 58-48. Jackson at midcourt dribbles through a double team. Will dish one off to the far side for Gray. 10 seconds left. The countdown is on. They go to Jackson down low. He's going to dribble out the clock. Unadilla Valley boys have done the impossible. The 7 seed wins the Section 4 Class C championship with a 58-48 victory over Tioga. Congrats to the UV Storm.
Wow, congratulations. What a run.
The UV faithful from New Berlin and South New Berlin are going crazy. And they live to survive another week. They will take on Tully in the first round of the state tournament next weekend in Syracuse. And they are fired up over on that far side. Congratulations to this group. Wow. Absolutely. That's a great team
wow.
Right there.
Congratulations. Two Shenango County teams. How about that?
Yeah.
The Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats and the Unadilla Valley Storm representing the MAC. Finally today. They did a great job.
UV doing a great job. Andrew Jackson with 25 points. We'll be back. 58-48, the final score. 58-48, the final score. We'll be back with the postgame show on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to SUNY Cortland as it's Unadilla Valley, the 7 seed, knocking off the four seed Tioga 58-48 to win the Section 4 Class C Championship. Tioga knocked out top seed Walton, the MAC champion, in the semis. And UV just comes in here as they have all tournament long, and they get it done. As UV is getting announced right now, they'll individually get their medals as we go through our scoring summary here. First for Tioga, a team-high 17 points from Connor Hutchinson, 12 from Pierce Hendershot, who absolutely caught fire in the second half with the three-pointers, 10 from Nick Klossner, 5 from Lucas Klossner, and 4 from Scott Zaberski. On the other side for UV, the MAC MVP, Andrew Jackson, with a game-high 25 points, 14 for Levi Reifenberg, 9 for Wyatt Gray, 7 for Dante Dye, and 3 for Caleb Parker. Unbelievable. Is before we get into our final awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose. I mean, just what a moment for these kids. They lose a heartbreaker in the MAC semis to Delhi in the last 10 seconds, and since then, they've just answered the bell.
And you can hear their crowd just going nuts every time a kid gets announced there, getting their gold medals for winning the section. They are actually out on the floor. The student section is out on the floor.
This is great. They brought up the UV Storm mascot. The student section was phenomenal. Really loud, really into it today. A lot of school spirit. Let's get into our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to go Andrew Jackson today, 25 points, a game high. I mean, you could give him an all-purpose because, as you said, his numbers across the board were phenomenal, but Andrew Jackson, the junior, with 25 points, a sectional championship, I'm sure they would take this any day of the week. You know, I mean, just they lose that semi. I know they wanted to go to the MAC Finals, but if you had said, hey, this is going to lead to this, they might say, okay, I'm all right with that.
Hey, and you know as well as I do, butterfly effect. Right? Say they do beat Delhi, and they go, and say they win the MAC, and they beat Walton, whatever happens, and maybe they don't play like this.
Right.
They don't get that seed. You just don't know.
This is how it was supposed to work out. You feel good for Coach Osborne. He's had some great teams over the years, some MAC championships, but this is a first for him as well. He's got to be pretty pumped up down there. Let's do our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on CDO. Is, what do you think here?
Connor Hutchinson had a great game offensively as well, but defensively ended up with 12 rebounds, 17 points. I mean, obviously their leader as far as all those things go, being the quarterback and all those kinds of things. So we're going to give that to him.
So Connor Hutchinson from Tioga, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO in Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'd like to give that to Levi Reifenberg of UV. 14 points, some big-time rebounds, steals, assists, blocks. Did a little bit of everything today. Perfect all-purpose player.
When Jackson was driving, that's where he was looking. He was looking at number 13 to Reifenberg, and he had some big shots early and some big shots late.
Huge for UV tonight, so Levi Reifenberg's our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. A huge thank you again to all our special sponsors. This was a fantastic ball game. As UV, the 7th seed, wins the Section 4 Class 2 Championship, they will play Tully, who's the 5 seed out of Section 3.
How about that?
Who knocked off Cooperstown, the 2 seed today. So that'll be a Cinderella story for both those teams. They'll be playing up at OCC next Saturday. The BG girls will be there, so we have the UV boys, the Delhi girls, and the BG girls all moving on to the state tournament. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios, and it was great having you along for these two games.
Oh, I love doing this with you, man. So fun. Great. Two great ball games. A lot of fun to come over here and cheer on some Shenango County teams.
I hope you'll be available next Saturday. Hopefully we can travel up for a couple of games at OCC.
That's not going to happen. I got my badminton tournament that I host.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to have to listen on the radio.
Section 4 will be alive with badminton next week. I forgot that that is next weekend. So, well, I will be there, folks. We'll find a way to get up there, get everything set for you. And it's going to be a ton of fun as BG and UV move on to the state tournament. But they get to savor it for now. Enjoy it today. And the work starts back up tomorrow for practice for UV, BG, and Delhi. A lot of hugs, a lot of high fives down on the floor. right now. Final score, BG, the 7th seed, takes down 4th seed Tioga, 58-48. For Israel Lorimer, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you next week on CDO Sports.